Thursday morning, and once again, Frank Labidi from IPSS Electronic Security is in the house. Nice to see you again, Frank.
And once again, nice to be here.
And it's time of year again, the festive season fast approaching. As the CEO of IPSS Electronic Security, you have obviously some very, very good advice to give everyone as we approach this time of year. What are some of the main security challenges that you typically see during the holidays?
Well, look, I think holiday makers seem to think they're in a different country. You know, they really think they're out of South Africa. It's like, it's amazing. They don't switch on the alarms, which they do have alarms. They don't switch them on. You know, we have a lot of Airbnbs. They're all up to 99% that do have alarms. They're also not sort of told by the letting agents, as it seems, how to work the alarm system. You know? So that is a challenge, false alarms. Obviously, if you have a lot of false alarms, your reaction time, you know, becomes longer because you get delayed by false alarms. You have no contact details on holiday makers and so on and so on. And then I really, really would ask the public, if they see one of our vehicles or any vehicle, security company's vehicle with lights flashing, please, we are unfortunately still not classified as emergency vehicles. So we don't have red lights. We're not allowed to have red lights. Please let us go past because, you know, we are emergency vehicles, but we're not classified as emergency vehicles. So we don't flash lights, us personally, we don't flash lights just for nothing, you know. We have them on because there is a great emergency, you know. And yeah, that's it. But it seems to be like the holiday makers seem to think it's just a totally different country. You know, it's like, I don't know where they get that mentality from, but yeah. And then they're surprised that, whoa, my laptop is gone. No forced entry. Okay, then I send a manager there. You know, okay, no forced entry because you left the doors open. You know, there can't be any forced entry, so don't be surprised. So please, use your alarm system. Close your doors when you go to bed. You know, do a little booby trap if you want to. You know, a little bottle against the door. Do anything which makes a noise. And, yeah, we're still in South Africa. Also, look, and we spoke about it before. I think Palito is one of the safest towns in South Africa. I really, really do think so. You know, I really think so.
So what are a few simple, effective safety tips that people can follow while they're away on holiday or even just out shopping?
Be observant. I always say be observant. Don't become complacent because nothing happened to you. Be observant. For the ladies, have your bags closed. Don't have your bags just like, you know, with the flap open or unlocked and you have your wallet in there and your cell phone. It's pickpocketing time. Be observant and have your things around with you. You know, it's South Africa, you know, like we have to adapt. So don't come from up country or wherever, because that's where it happens most, like with up country people, and you know, and think there is no crime. Of course there's crime. You know, they're targeting you because they know you. They can see you're a tourist, or they can see you're a holiday maker or local. They can see it. I can see it. You know, if we watch the people going past, you know, I can tell you local, non-local, local, non, and the criminals can do the same thing, and they do the same thing. You know, they target you as a holiday maker. And so be observant, like switch your alarm on if you have one, close your doors, booby trap if possible, just with a slide of the bottle, takes you nothing, you know. And if that bottle falls down, makes a noise, and hopefully you wake up, you know, if you don't switch your alarm on. Wow. Yeah, and don't cancel your alarm because you think, so if you switch your alarm on, and that happens also quite often, don't think everything is all right. Like, let the armed reaction vehicle come around. Don't give me a challenge card and say everything is all right because you want to go back to bed. Okay? And then the next morning you wake up, wow, the whole lounge is empty. Your laptops are gone. Your cell phones are gone. Because you cancelled the armed reaction. You know, that's, and then you're surprised. But you gave us the right challenge card. So if you give us the right challenge card, we cancel the armed reaction. We're not going to check it, you know. So, yeah, it's a bit of a crazy time, you know, in December. I normally try not to be around, but this year it happened that I will be around. I don't know if that's good or bad. Like, I think it's bad for me. It's bad for everyone. I think it's bad for the criminals. It's bad for me. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, You know, as one of the leading private security providers in the region, how does IPSS Electronic Security continue to demonstrate leadership and earn the ongoing trust of the community that it serves?
Okay, I'm going to sort of go a bit off that topic maybe, but it's still sort of within your question. So lately, there are a lot of rumors around that our local fire station, the fire trucks are not working, etc., etc., etc. All right. So these rumors are going around WhatsApp groups, verbally, and I want to clarify something. So after I heard that, I called the divisional commander who was in charge here, which is Rene Beke Kumalo. He is the divisional commander for our station. And I asked him like to meet with me, and when he walked into my office, he says, "Oh, but Mr. Labini, I know you for many years." You know, I said, "Yeah, we know each other for like, I don't know how long. He's with the fire department for ages." So I just want to get something straight. So the Balito Fire Department has two fully functional trucks. They are 100%, okay? 100%. In addition to that, they have a 15,000-liter tanker. In addition to that, they have, I think, two little buckies, all right, with the reel at the back, you know, for little fires, etc., etc. Stanger and Balito is backing each other up. In Stanger, they have double what Balito has. So they could have six fire trucks within, I would say, well, when I spoke to Rene Kumalo, the divisional commander, he said response time, 3 minutes, max four. And I believe that because I work with them for virtually 25 years. We work together, sort of together, you know. We are not firemen. I'm going to come to that now. So I believe that. So, and if they come from Stanger, add on another 10 minutes. So you will have six fire trucks in Balito, all right? And also, like when I asked him, he said there are always seven members on duty at any given time and two officers, all right? I think in total they have, I think it's an excess of 70 staff at the fire station. That is now Balito and Stanger combined. They are also, just by the way, before I forget it, looking to put up a station at Tinny Manor for Club Met area, etc., etc. So that is, it's still in talks, but it's on the table, all right? So I think they're extremely, extremely capable and extremely competent as well. As I work with them for 25 years. And I think that people are undermining and criticizing really local government services for their own monetary gain. And it shouldn't be, okay? You can criticize if something is wrong, but you shouldn't be criticizing or spread rumors if there is nothing wrong, okay? I criticize, but I also say give credit where credit is due. And the fire department, 100%, full credit from me, 100%. So what we at IPSS Security have done, after our meeting, we ask actually for assistance. So what we do is, if there is a fire, and Dave, you're for long enough in the area, if there is a fire, we come, so we have normal fire extinguishers, we ordered our special equipment, so we come and we contain the fire. We are not firemen, we contain the fire, and then the fire department comes, and like if the fire is still going, we have contained it so it doesn't spread, etc., etc. We have, I think, nine people in total trained on basic fire training. Before the festive season now, we're training another 6 to 9 people in basic fire training. And we're buying heavier and special equipment because now you need special fire extinguishers for lithium batteries, etc., etc. But again, point is we contain, fire department comes and puts the fire out. Now, Dave, I ask you, in 25 years, have you ever seen a house burning down in Balito? I rephrase. Have you ever seen a house burning down which was secured by IPSS security? I have to rephrase. No, it hasn't happened. It hasn't happened in 25 years. And we are, yeah, so we're sitting together and we're working it out and we're getting training and, yeah, we're going to do one better, you know. And it hasn't happened. Not with us, and it will not happen. Okay, it will not happen. And I think these rumors must stop. And I think this is a good platform to stop the rumors right here. They need to stop. You know, we have a very capable department. We are very capable to sort of do the basics of containing. And I think that's very important that people understand that as well.
It's so good to know. And as you say, Balito, one of the safest places in the country from a crime point of view. And now it's good to know that from a fire and emergency perspective as well, equally well protected.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. Yeah, and I say, we're working hand in hand together. We are not firemen. But I think by just before December, so the equipment is actually coming on Friday, Monday next week. So we have really heavy, heavy equipment, which we can put in the back of a bucky, which we can move by hand. It is quite heavy, but we can move it by hand. It's on the trolley. So if you can't get to a site with a vehicle, we can take up the trolley and roll it down. It's about 80 kgs, okay? And we can roll it to the scene, to the house, if it's something which is not accessible by car, you know. And then, again, we can contain the fire. And, yeah, it's very easy for us to do that. And, yeah, so we're advancing with the fire department. I hope so nothing will happen. But, as I say, in 25 years, not one house has been burnt down which was under the sort of, what do you call it,
the
protection,
watch,
protection of RPSS security, you know. But again, I must give a big shout to the fire department, to our local fire department. I think the guys are tops. Also in 25 years, what I've experienced is not only fires, suicides, where I attended when I was first on scene, handed over to the fire department. Over 25 years, must have happened like 4 or 5 times where I personally attended and I couldn't do any more, you know, and fire department did come. And it was, even that time, it was a 3 to 4 minutes response time. So, you know, thumbs up, and yeah, let's give them that.
Well, there it is. As you said, very, very good to know that we are in good hands, safe hands, and if you have a security requirement, IPSS Electronic Security would be a very good place to start. My special guest, head of the entire show at IPSS and founder, I believe, of the organization too, Frank Labidi. Thank you so much for joining me on the morning show.
Thank you very much. Wish you a
peaceful, a safe festive season, and thank you for keeping the community safe.
Thank you very much. And yeah, I hope as well for a very peaceful festive season. Yeah.
And the morning show continues.